You're in the right place. You are listening to the Not So Weird podcast. I'm Adam.
And I'm Kata.
We are a father and daughter team that has decided to reconnect by launching this podcast. This will be an entertaining and fun experience and give you a chance to get to know us better.
We're here to have a good time and to be transparent about the things that make us weird. And we hope that you can relate to it. And we're also here to spend more time with each other.
Yes, time together this week, eating really weird stuff. I'm so excited. This is our not so weird food edition to celebrate a holiday here in North America, the Super Bowl. The Superb Owl, is that what you call it?
The Superb Owl.
It is something we do every year in this country, at least. We crowd around a screen and we cheer on our favorite or least favorite team to victory to win it all. But it is also a time where people get together and make all kinds of crazy food, mostly chicken wings and pizza and all kinds of party foods. All of the bets that started in the beginning of the year, how this is going to be the year, I'm going to have a clean diet, they get blown out of the water this weekend. So here's to everyone who's keeping their commitments through this day. And we are celebrating this day by eating some things that we've never eaten before, some interesting stuff, the weird food. It's always fun. I knew we were eventually going to get to food, and we'll probably get back to food as we evolve the show, but we've been discussing some pretty serious topics over the last few weeks, so we wanted to do something lighthearted and fun to celebrate this day, the day of playing games and having fun. So how are you doing, Kata? Before we start, let's just check in with each other. How are you doing?
Doing pretty good. I spent all morning shopping for weird food. It was interesting to see the reactions of people as I bought this food, because almost everybody said something about it. They were just like, why? Why would you buy this? Yeah, I actually got to connect with a lot of people this morning just because I wasn't buying guacamole and chips. I was buying really weird, strange, out of the ordinary stuff.
I always wonder when people ask, why are you buying this? You could always say, well, why are you selling this?
That's true.
They sell it, right?
They stocked it for somebody.
That's right. Exactly right. They just figure, oh no, those are just decoration. You're not supposed to eat that. Like, that's plastic fruit. You don't eat that one. Oh, but it's good.
I actually am very curious about the demographic that is buying these things. I'm like, okay, well, if you had it, there's somebody who loves this. And I really want to know who that person is. I'm struggling to not give away what I bought today because I feel like it might be better if we just reveal it as we're trying it. We've got some pretty weird things to try today.
Well, before we get into the really weird stuff that we're going to stick in our faces, I want to give you some updates. I want to thank everyone who's come out to visit our new Not So Weird Discord server. What's that? What is a Discord server? Well, it's kind of like Facebook without all the ads and the creepy tracking. It's a great thing. A lot of people know about it. And if you want to be part of our Discord family where you can leave comments, you can ask questions, you can make suggestions, and we will be posting pictures of all the crazy stuff we're eating. It's all that extra stuff. There'll be some stuff in the show notes on our website, but who goes to websites these days? Go to our Discord server because you can also connect to our community of people who are joining. There are people who are joining, which is quite amazing. So thank you if you're already over there. And how do you find the Discord server? Oh, you'll need an invite. And it's free. If you're listening now, it's free. You can just click on the link and get in. We will post the invitation link in the show notes. So you need to go to notsoweird.com, go to this episode, you'll see the link, you can click on it, you can join the server and have some fun there and get more information about all the cool stuff we are talking about. But before we go any further, we have some shout outs and we would like to thank all of our friends who reached out to us this week. Really great. And we heard from Russ Porter. Russ and I ran together in Boston. He's a really fine guy. And he says, Adam, it's great to hear you back on the pod waves again. Is pod waves a thing? Like airwaves only with podcasting? If not, it is now. I just listened to episode 5. I thought I was the only person who immediately checked out the grocery store for cultural signals when traveling. My wife and kids didn't get that at first, But now they even do it when traveling on their own. Thank you, Russ. Those are really kind comments. Do we have any other comments?
Cassidy said, I love listening to Kata and Adam discuss their points of view on different inspirational subjects without the stigma of weirdness. While I may never try cottage cheese and ketchup, they do give me things to think about and try in my day-to-day life and stretch outside of my normal. Thank you, Cassidy. We would never expect you to try cottage cheese and ketchup, but we do really respect that you left a comment, and thank you so much.
And a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts.
So. I know.
And lastly, we heard from Rob. Rob just said to us, I love Miracle Whip and pears on cottage cheese. It was something I've inherited from my dad. As for inspiration, I go with what is presented to me. I think I've been observing the world a bit differently and trying to look up at what pops up for me. So much like the advice Kata's friend gave, life is a playlist, so don't fast forward. Rob, thank you for all of those comments on last week's show. Rob has been taking some amazing photographs. We put a link on last week's show note. Go check out his pictures. But thank you for all of those thoughtful comments. So, are you ready to eat some stuff?
I'm ready. I'm prepared. I'm surrounded by questionable things, and I'm scared for my digestion, but also excited to try some new things.
So for me, I think I have to start here. I have 2 bottles of salsa that I smuggled over the border because they contain a substance. Yes, a substance you're not supposed to bring over the border, but nobody noticed. And those are insects. I have a salsa of grasshoppers. There's crushed grasshoppers inside this bottle. And then I have a salsa of gusano. Gusano is a small worm that is found inside agave plants, which is the plant that they use to make agave syrup, also tequila. And in fact, I think in this case, it's maguey, which is just like the agave plant, but it has the stripes, light green, dark green, same kind of shape like an agave plant. It has just a beautiful dual color on it. And that's what they use to make mezcal. And so at the base of these plants, typically there are little worms in there that eat at the heart of the plant. After they take the plant, they dry out the worms, they crush them up, they put them in salt. And typically you'll get something that's called sal de gusano, salt of worm. And when you get a shot of mezcal or tequila in Mexico, they'll give you these slices of orange dipped in the salt. Typically you take the salt, you take the shot, and then you bite the lime. That's an Americanism. In Mexico, where the liquor is from, what they give is a slice typically of orange dipped in sal de gusano, which is worm salt.
Wait, so why aren't you supposed to take that over the border? What's the deal with that?
Oh, you cannot export insects or animals of any kind over the border without a license or without paying some kind of extra fee, because this has insects in it. You're not supposed to bring these over the border. It's one of the foods you're not allowed to bring, but I brought it. They didn't know. It looks like salsa. So I'm going to start with the grasshopper salsa. Ooh, it smells spicy. Now, I've had grasshoppers before. I might remind you, on Thanksgiving, instead of having turkey, I was in Mexico City and I had a huge plate of grasshopper tacos, which I posted a video on Facebook about, but that was a very crunchy experience. But right now I just poured out the salsa. It's very, very tangy. I can see little particles of spice and pepper. It's kind of on the brown side. I've got a little corn chip here. I'm dipping it in just to give it a taste. Oh, also those little particles are crushed up bug.
Delicious.
It's so buggy. I'm bugging out over here. It's actually really good. If you haven't eaten a bug before on purpose, look at that. There's like a little piece hanging there. You can see in the camera, there's like a little, that's.
Oh, bug. I mean, I'm sure it tastes really good.
It tastes like salsa. It's actually very good.
You can't really taste the bug.
And that's the great thing about bug. Bug is texture, not so much flavor.
What is the texture?
It's very crispy and crunchy, kind of like a chip or a crispiness. And I've had sal de gusano, but never salsa de gusano, de maguey. This is salsa that's made from the worms. Ooh, and you can actually see little lumps in here, which could be the worms. Oh, there's worms in here.
So what is this doing to your appetite? Do you still feel like, yes, I definitely want to eat this? Or nope, don't care about that. I see worms, but I'm going to eat it anyway.
Oh, no, this has a specific flavor. It's very earthy. There are worms, and it's much smoother. The chapuline is more crispy and crunchy. It's a salsa that has little crunchy bits, whereas the worm, it's more creamy.
Delicious.
Both are not too hot, but they're very spicy and very good. The flavor is definitely unique, but not a bad one. And the worm offers you a little bit of protein in your salsa. Now, this is not the salsa that you get at the grocery store that you dip your chips into. This is more like hot sauce. You know, it's like a little thin bottle and more on the brown side than the red side in color. Those are both really good. I will definitely be eating both. The salsa de chapulín, which is the grasshopper salsa, is, I think both of them are from Oaxaca. Oaxaca is a state in Mexico that is way down south and just has incredibly good food, but I highly recommend it. El sabor de Oaxaca, the flavor of Oaxaca.
Let me ask, would you ever replace your normal salsa with this salsa? Like, is it that good that you're like, I wouldn't mind swapping it out, or just something you would have every once in a while?
I will probably eat these for a little while. Yeah, they are that good. But I taste a lot of different salsas, and I like to put certain salsas on certain things. So I have like one salsa that is more jalapeno, one salsa that's more serrano, one salsa that's more habanero. And I put it in the thing that makes sense for it. For example, if I was eating chicken, perhaps, I might not want that bug flavor because it has a unique flavor, like the way fish has a flavor.
Mm-hmm.
When you eat it with chips, it's very neutral. It's more like Tabasco, right? You put it into soup. It's good, though. I highly recommend it. And now I am going to wash it down with some sangria. But this is sangria soda. It has absolutely no alcohol in it, but it's sangria señorial. And this is a super common drink in Mexico in a little green glass bottle. It is kind of a fruity soda. It tastes more like wine than it does like anything else. It's very good. No alcohol, though, but it's not very sweet, and it's just delicious. I highly recommend Sangria Señorial. It's a fine, weird soda of Mexico. So what do you have? What do you have to eat?
What do I have? I've got two sodas, and then I have a fruit and a snack. So there's a place right next to my house that has really amazing little power bowls for lunch and stuff like that. But something that's always intrigued me about this place is that they have a whole wall of soda. And some of it is soda that you recognize and some of it is soda that you don't. And I've always wanted to try some of the weirder flavors. So I knew that this week I had to go back and get some of these. So I've got a sweet corn soda.
Sweet corn? Does it come with butter?
No, unless it's included in the drink, which I wouldn't put it past it. It's literally got two ears of corn on the little label. And the company is Lester's Fixins. And the tagline is, y'all get your fixins. And then I have one other soda that's a chocolate soda with strawberry and real cocoa. I have to be honest, this one is probably the one that stumps me the most. I have no idea how this one's going to taste.
Chocolate soda with strawberry.
Which one would you drink first? Would you do the chocolate or the sweet corn?
Knowing how chocolate will stay on your palate, I would recommend drinking the corn first.
That was my first inclination. So, okay. Ugh, sorry.
Kind of looks like a Budweiser.
It does a little bit. Oh, man. I just got hit with a waft of corn. What does this smell like to me? It smells like corn and then something else, like something really sweet, like a coconut lotion. I'm really excited to drink this.
Give it a sip.
Okay. I'm so nervous. Wow. It tastes exactly how you think sweet corn soda would taste, but it's not bad. I feel like it smells a lot worse than it tastes.
Like many things. Does it taste like cream corn?
Oh, what it tastes like. I just took another sip. It tastes like somebody ground up a can of corn and put it in a bottle of cream soda. That's exactly what it tastes like. It's not good.
No,
but right. I'm curious why people drink this, like, and what it's used for. Maybe there's some corn connoisseur out there that makes a corn dinner and then also has his corn soda and is just like a happy little man. Sweet corn soda. It's so good. Just trust me. Just drink it.
Why eat corn on the cob? Drink your corn.
Except I'm sure that this is not as healthy as corn on the cob. This is a very mysterious soda. There's not really any description or information about it. And it's a very bright yellow, just like corn.
That's a bull's color there.
It is.
It looks very artificial.
It looks like very little natural things went into creating this, but I am better for trying this. Every time I see it, I'm going to think I know exactly what that tastes like.
On a 1 to 10 scale, what would you give it?
Maybe like a 3.
A 3? Yeah. Wow. I would definitely give the sangria soda about an 8 or maybe even a 9.
Oh, wow.
It's really good.
That's drinkable.
Of course.
Wow. So I had the option to get that because I saw that at the place where I was shopping and I'm bummed that I didn't. I should have gotten that one. It's an 8 out of 10.
Yeah, this is really great, especially when you get it in Mexico because they only use cane sugar. They never use corn syrup and it's just really good, especially if a lot of people are drinking. You can drink this and it's not too sweet. So it's like an adult soda.
I get why that would exist. Man, I have aftertaste of corn in my mouth. I think it's time for the chocolate.
Okay, so you're going to go in for the chocolate.
Okay. I feel like I just need another flavor. I don't know if the flavor I need is necessarily chocolate, but I'm going to give it a try.
How does it smell?
Okay. It smells like a hot chocolate. The smell is immediately more friendly than the corn soda.
But it's clear, right? It's not like chocolate.
It is a little bit translucent. It's kind of like a maroon color and translucent.
Kind of like Coke, would you say? It looks like Coke?
A little bit. Maybe like a cherry Coke. Okay, this is supposed to have strawberry and cocoa in it, so let me give that a try. Okay, so those flavors immediately taste more natural together. Interesting. That is so weird. Okay, let me see if I can describe this. One more sip. So immediately you taste the chocolate, and it tastes like you're drinking a chocolate milk. And then you get syrupy soda flavor. So it's like a 1-2 punch. If you really loved sweet things, like if you had a super sweet tooth, I could see this being for somebody. I would probably rate this like a 6 out of 10. If this was a beer, I would love it.
I was going to say, maybe if you mix some alcohol in there, it might taste a little better.
I've got to work on my drink descriptors. Like I kind of wish I was a soda sommelier right now. Like
a connoisseur of sodas. Well, you're becoming one.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a go-to choice, right? Interesting. Probably you saying this is twice as good as the corn soda.
At least twice as good as the corn soda.
But still not something you would go to as a choice.
And to be honest, I picked both of these things not thinking they would be my favorite thing in the whole world. But I am really glad that I tried them because now I know.
Well, I have something to try that I think will be the most favorite thing for you in the whole world. And I know how much you love sunflower seeds. But I found these, and these are a product of China, I think. They're called cha-cha seeds. And the cha-cha seeds, they put out all these interesting variations of flavors. And the flavor of these seeds, and these are just roasted sunflower seeds in the shell. We all know what that's like. You got to do some work because you got to crack open the shell. But these seeds are coconut flavored.
Mm.
So they're soaked in some kind of solution that is filled with coconutty goodness. I'm going to eat one. So we're going to crack the seed and then eat the nut on the inside. So do you have a technique that you use to crack the seed?
Just get it right down the middle.
I usually use my teeth. Some people use their hands and just peel it. But, oh, I dropped the seed.
No.
Didn't make it.
That's part of the process. This actually sounds very good to me. When you said you were going to eat coconut sunflower seeds, I was like, I could see how all of those flavors would vibe together.
And now when you crack the seed, you get a little flavor off the shell. You could definitely taste the coconut. Wow, this is really good. Really strong coconut flavor on top of the sunflower seed flavor. Sometimes sunflower seeds, when you get them, they're tasteless. So it's all about the texture, or they're too salty. These even have a little bit of a sweetness. So there's definitely no salt here. But there's something about that coconutiness. It's got that round coconut flavor over the top of the sesame seed. Is really good. I could see eating this.
It's got to be like kind of salty and sweet, right?
There's no salt though. No, it's more sweet. Like I think that the solution that they cooked the seeds in, there's definitely very little salt. It's not like the salty seeds. It's more of a sweet seed, almost like honey roasted.
Yeah, but it's got that toasted.
That's right, but it's coconut flavor. It almost tastes like coconut granola flavor.
That's strange because you get that toasted coconut flavor in other things, but probably it's just, you're just not used to it in a sunflower seed. But I could see how it would taste good.
I know some people just, they break the seeds with their hands. They just open them up. Oh, this is one I broke it open and there's no seed inside. Oh, man.
Also part of the process.
If you squeeze them, you can snap open the seeds and then, oh, those are good. I'm going to be eating those.
I'm kind of jealous because I feel like the first two things I drank were not that great.
What, you don't want bug salsa?
No, I'll pass on that. I'll pass on the bug salsa. The coconut sunflower seeds, I would try. That sounds delicious.
Yeah, those are really good. Those are really good. So to clear my palate, I have Guaritos, which is a really popular brand in Mexico. And this is tamarind soda. What tamarind is? It's a fruit that grows in trees and they make all kinds of Mexican candy out of this paste.
Yeah.
That comes from the fruit that comes off the tree, but the tamarind tree. Also in India, they have them. That's pretty good too. It's not very sweet. It's a lot less sweet than I thought, but it almost has a non-distinct flavor, tamarind. You can mix it with other spices to make it whatever you want. The only thing that I don't like about tamarind soda is it kind of looks like sludge water. It's got a nasty brown color. And it's just not the most appealing. Like when you can't flush the toilet, like that kind of water, but it tastes really good. Sorry.
I mean, that's all a part of the consuming process. What does it smell like? What does it look like?
Definitely a 7. I would give it a 7. I would give the sangria an 8, the Guaritos tamarind soda a 7. It's good, but it doesn't have that much distinct flavor. And then I have one more thing to try before I go to dessert. And I have a few things to try for dessert. And that is something I found in Aldi. Have you ever been to Aldi?
I have not been, but I hear that it's awesome.
Yeah, you should check it out. Aldi is really cool. It is owned by the same company as Trader Joe's, which I'm sure you've been to Trader Joe's, right?
Yeah, of course.
So Aldi is kind of the German version of Trader Joe. It's like all the fun out of Trader Joe has been wiped out. It's just serious food, but they have all kinds of weird European brands and odd products. Every time you go there, the inventory is completely changed. So I'm never sure what to find. Just like Trader Joe's, they have their own brands. And this one I saw and I just knew this is a winner. I have to try this. And this is definitely something you would eat for the Super Bowl. The brand's called Clancy. They're gluten-free, fried pickle ranch flavored wavy potato chips. Fried pickle potato chips. I've never had a pickle potato chip before or a dill potato chip. So I'm really curious, but these are fried pickle, but it's just in flavor because they just look like regular wavy potato chips with a little bit of spice. So they look kind of like a sour cream and onion. So we're going to try them now. Very crispy. I can taste the pickle. I don't really taste the fry outside of it being crispy. And to tell you the truth, it's not too bad. This has less flavor than, say, sour cream and onions. I was worried that this was just going to destroy my breath, but it's really not too bad. It's more pickly, and that's dill, I guess. But what this really needs, it needs some bug salsa. I'm going to dip it in this fried pickle chip into the chapoline salsa, which is the grasshopper salsa. So now I'm eating fried pickles and bugs. What did you eat today? It's still morning here. This is my breakfast.
That's true. It's a lot later in the day for me than it is for you.
I'll definitely finish this bag. I was worried I was going to buy a bag that I would never eat, but these are pretty good. They're not too greasy. I'm surprised, Aldi, you have good products, so I appreciate it. That was a pretty interesting tour, a menu of the day. I have to tell you, when you travel abroad, sometimes you run into things that are pretty strange. I mean, I talked about how I ate bugs for Thanksgiving. There's more things that are just common food. I don't know if you've ever heard of the food huitlacoche. What that is? Huitlacoche is an ancient, it's either Aztec or Mayan word. And even maybe older than, I think it's Nahual is the language that it is, the indigenous language of Mexico. And huitlacoche is a moldy fungus that grows on corn. It's kind of in between the corn ears, this moldy fungus grows and they scrape it out and they cook it up. And there's usually a few pieces of corn in there too. It's kind of like a mushroom in a way, right? Mushroom is a fungus. And I like to have it in a blue corn flour tortilla with maybe Oaxaca cheese or maybe a flor de calabaza, which is a zucchini flour. Oh my God, it is so good. But it is the weirdest thing. The closest thing I could put it to with lacoche is earlobes, like a mushroom or something like that. But it, unlike a mushroom, mushroom has a distinct funky flavor. This is a fungus that grows on corn, so you have that corny flavor. You know, you had in that soda has that corniness. Like, there's definitely that specific smell that says, I am corn. But you have to get your head around it, because when you see this stuff for sale in the market, it just looks like funky, nasty mold that you found in the back of your fridge. It'd be like, it's blue and gray. And they're like, no, no, it's really good. You should try it. Okay. Also, if you ever go with somebody, say in the streets of Tijuana, and you go to eat some tacos, there's tacos everywhere there on the street. They're so good. One of the tricks that locals like to play is they ask you if you'd like to try tacos de ojo. So good, tacos de ojo. And you get it and you try it. It's a little crunchy, but it pops when you eat it. And then you find out that ojos are eyeballs. You get eyeball tacos. Oh, man. But they slice the eye up. I can't imagine eating something that's looking at you as you're eating it, but kind of rough. I think the strangest thing I've ever drank when I was in Mexico is a drink that's called pulque. Have you ever heard of pulque?
No.
So pulque is an alcoholic beverage that's made from the maguey plant, the same plant that those worms live in. They break it down until it's kind of a pulpy mixture, and then they ferment that. And what you end up with is a sappy, viscous fluid. And the closest thing I can describe it as being like is a big glass of mucus. Because maguey plants are really fibrous and slimy, that's what the drink is like. And the flavor is akin to something like a kombucha. It has that yeasty, sour flavor. It's okay. It's not that nasty. What's terrible is the texture. It's like you have a big glass of yeasty mucus. And pulque has been drank for over 1,000 years in Mexico. There are pulque bars. It's a very traditional drink. And it takes some getting used to, and it has a little bit of alcohol in it. So you have no idea. All of a sudden, you're starting to feel pretty good. It's got a lot of nutrients in it, too. So it's very good to drink for your body. But the texture, it takes some getting used to. I'm not a big pulque fan, but I know some people love to eat that. Have you ever eaten any weird things that you can't believe you've eaten before?
I mean, you asked me that before. I don't think I've really had the opportunity to eat that many weird things. I do live in Florida, so I've eaten gator bites before.
You've had gator bites, so you've eaten alligator.
I don't think that's a super common thing. So gator is definitely a very particular texture, and it's not something I would normally go for, but when in Florida, I was just at a restaurant, and I'm like, I'm going to try the gator bites, so I did. Yeah, other than that, I know that you're the one with the interesting food stories. I don't tend to go outside of my food bubble very normally until today, honestly. It's interesting hearing about all that.
Do you have any chips with you?
So I don't have chips, but I have pretzels that are actually imitation pretzels. They're made out of cauliflower. Okay. They are open. Oh, wow. It smells like cauliflower. I'm not totally sure what percentage cauliflower these are, but they're advertised as full cauliflower pretzels, and they look exactly like pretzels.
But you said they smell like cauliflower.
They do smell like cauliflower.
And you know what cauliflower smells like.
Definitely got punched in the face with cauliflower smell, so I'll be impressed if this is mostly cauliflower. I feel like I gotta taste it to find out, though. Yep. Wow. This definitely tastes like cauliflower, but has the texture of a pretzel. Wow. Those are good. My brain says I'm eating pretzels, but the flavor is cauliflower. So I could see how this would actually help people if they were like, I want to eat pretzels, but don't want the full caloric value of pretzels or whatever you're looking at.
I would say the other way around. I need to eat more vegetables. How can we have vegetables that look more like pretzels?
How can I make cauliflower taste more like a pretzel? That's a very good point. I was looking for weird food today, and this is something that jumped out at me because I was like, I would probably really actually like that. The other things I picked, I'm not totally sure about that. This I like a lot. I would give this a 9 out of 10. Very good.
9 out of 10 for the cauliflower pretzels. That's a big winner. I would definitely give the salsas that I have here from Oaxaca, the insect salsas, given that they're insects, I would definitely say they're a 9.5 out of 10. They're some of the best salsas I've had. They're really good. The sunflower seeds, the coconut sunflower seeds are a 10. Are a 10 wow. out of 10. They're really good. And I can't wait to get you a bag because you're going to go.
Oh,
they're so delicious. I'll send
you. I would love it.
And the pickle ranch flavored potato chips, I'd give them an 8. I thought they were going to be more like a 3, but those were good. Those were very good.
Interesting. You found some real winners this time around. I do have one more thing. I've got an anecdote and then one more food. So I think I mentioned on the first episode of our podcast that I've been really loving kids shows. And in particular, I've been really loving this one called Steven Universe. And there is an episode of Steven Universe where there's a character who can see the future. I'll try to be no spoilers in case anybody is wanting to watch that show. But there's a character that can see the future, and she finds it so exhausting that she spends a full day trying to do the least probable thing that she would ever realistically do. Because as the probability of her future gets lower, she can't predict the outcomes. And I feel like that's exactly what we did today, because we went to the store and we did the least probable thing that we would ever possibly do by picking up sweet corn and chocolate strawberry soda. And you actually benefited a lot by getting ratings of 10 out of 10, 8 out of 10. I forget some of the other ones, but I don't know. You gain something by going out of your comfort zone. So that's pretty awesome.
And even if you don't like it, now you know. You have a benchmark saying, oh, okay, I remember what that tastes like. As long as it's not too expensive, it's great.
I don't think I will get sweet corn soda again, but it was an experience. I feel changed for it.
Now you can fair warn people, oh, don't go for that one.
So I do have one more thing. It is a yellow dragon fruit that I found at Whole Foods. I've tried dragon fruit before, but I have not tried a yellow one. It doesn't look like it should be a real fruit. This looks like it was made up by a 3-year-old. They just imagined what a fruit looked like, and this is what came out. It's very beautiful, and it smells really fresh. Okay, let me try to get a little piece of this. I should really have a spoon, and I only have a knife. Okay. Let's see if this tastes like the regular one. Wow, that's really good. Super sweet. It reminds me of a regular dragon fruit, but much, much sweeter. And I don't know if that's because I got a really ripe one or if it's because it's the yellow kind. But whoops.
That looks juicy.
The juice just like went spilling out of this thing, but it's super good. Wow, I would definitely put this in like a smoothie or something.
So that's a winner.
That's delicious. Totally a winner.
10 out of 10?
I'd say 9 out of 10. I don't know. I feel like 10 out of 10 should be reserved for your like most favorite of foods.
Okay.
I
give away 10s pretty freely. So I'm pretty nice, but you're a little
more critical. It's a very kind thing to do.
And that's good for you too. So I would give that a 10.
Okay. I'll give it a 10 out of 10. For being a natural food.
Yes, that was made by the earth. It has to be a 10. We couldn't make something that wonderful if we tried. We'd end up with something like what I have, which is bubulubu. So for me to wrap up, I have some Mexican candy, and I've seen this a few times, but I've never tried it. There's this company called Ricolino that creates these candies. And I know when you were a younger kid, you used to go out all trick-or-treating, and occasionally you'd go to a house that loved Mexican candy, so you'd get this weird stuff. But Bubulubu, I guess it's marshmallow and strawberry gummy with chocolate-flavored coating. So it's a gummy, marshmallow, and chocolate. And I just ate the bugs, so I have to taste the buggy salsa.
Do you have some Pepto-Bismol?
And I have to tell you what it looks like. It looks like
it looks like a dookie.
We have a camera. We were sharing cameras, so she could see me, and it looks like a turd.
It does.
If this was floating in a pool, it would be a vacuum.
I
gotta try this Bubulubu dookie.
You have a talent of eating things that look gross but taste good. You can override the physical.
Maybe this would taste better frozen. It's definitely not the best chocolate. But what I don't like about it is the gummy part. like one of those strawberry jelly.
Oh, what part of it is gummy?
It's the strawberry part. It's like a strawberry gummy on the inside. I'll put it up against the camera. It's strawberry gummy. It's marshmallow, kind of like a Malamar and without the cookie. And then it's chocolate. This is a two, not my favorite. But I like saying it. Rubalugo. Very, very sweet.
10 out of 10 for product name.
Yes, but a 2 out of 10 for flavor. And then I have this other one that I see all the time. And this is also made out of tamarind. It's called Polparindo. Polparindo. And it's kind of like dried fruit. And this one is extra spicy, extra picante. So it's just this little wrapper. And inside is just looks like a stick of gum, but it's tamarind. So it's that fruit paste. And then it's coated with chili.
Ooh, I feel like this is going to be a winner for you.
It is really good. This alone, this is like dried fruit, but it's super spicy and sweet. So it's got kind of the salty spicy and the super sweet. And this is sour too. It's like a, almost like a natural warhead. Oh, wow. I can eat this quickly. But this is really good. I'd give this an 8.
As soon as you mentioned the flavors, I was like, that sounds like flavors.
Oh, but you know, when a boobaloo-boo, no.
We put boobaloo-boo with the chocolate soda and sweet corn soda. I think we just learned today that you and I both like salty, crunch, and natural flavors.
You would love grasshoppers. That's exactly what grasshoppers are. Crispy, crunchy, salty. They make them with lemon and chili. But I don't. But you're right.
I would try them probably once. I can't guarantee you that I would try them more than once, but I would try them once just to say that I did and give it a chance.
Well, you'd be surprised when you're in the environment, what you'll do will surprise you when you sit down and you see them and it's fresh and it's there and everyone else is eating them and enjoying them. You might just try it. And that's what I did. And now it's not a big deal for me. I just see it as another source of food. And as long as it's clean and I know somebody else tried it and they didn't get sick.
Yeah, we're actually the weird ones to them for not eating grasshoppers.
They're widely available and they're great protein. But don't be so afraid. We tried a bunch of stuff. Some of it I did not like. Some of it I was surprised by. And some of it was just awesome. I mean, those the sunflower seeds are just amazing. The salsa was good. The polparindo, really good. And the chips really surprised me. Who knew fried pickle would be a good flavor for chips? Mm-hmm. Well, this is fun. Now my stomach is done. I'll eat a baked potato, I think. I don't need any more flavor for the rest of the day.
My stomach has been growling this whole time, but not like because I'm hungry, but because it's mad at me.
Oh, for eating all this weird stuff.
No, it was so worth it. I bought these things. It was totally worth it to try them.
Adventure.
Love that you have a full bag of chips now to just chow down on whenever you want.
Absolutely. And to put with all the other bags of chips that I shouldn't be eating, as I should be getting in better shape as I'm experienced. But I want to thank everybody for hanging with us for a little while as we make our way through all of these weird foods and share our stories and reconnect. This is something I look forward to every week. And this week was just as great as any other. So thank you so much, Kata, for all this time and your bravery and courage for trying some things that you didn't really like.
No, it's okay. We try them to learn if we like them or not. And I definitely had a great time. Thank you for taking this time with me. It's always a good day when we get to do a little recording sesh. So
absolutely. And we will share pictures on the Discord server. So go check that out. If you need an invite to the Discord, go to our website, Not So Weird, to the show notes, and you will see the link there. Be sure that you like, follow, and subscribe to the show in your favorite podcast app. I tend to use Overcast on my iPhone, but I know there's tons, including the Apple Podcast app, where you can leave us a nice review. Thank you for everybody who has done that. Definitely check out our show notes on our website. I'm thinking about starting a Facebook page or a group as well for the folks who are still on Facebook who like to use that platform so we can announce that the show is coming up and if anybody has any questions and a place to leave feedback. Also, we really want to hear from you. However you found us, leave us a comment and we love responding to you. So it's so wonderful. That's the way of receiving confirmation that you're listening. Appreciate that. And then lastly, if you have any questions you want to reach us, you can reach out to me directly at adam@notsoweird.com. Thank you, Russ, for testing the email. He sent me a direct email and I really appreciate that. Or you can find me on the socials at adam.tinkoff, adam.tinkoff, pretty much everywhere. How about you, Kata? Where can people find you? webs.
You can find me on my Instagram. So my Instagram handle is ktinkoff, K-T-I-N-K-O-F-F. And you can leave me suggestions or comments or feedback or anything you want. I generally respond on there. So thank you guys so much for your feedback and for listening. I have gotten a lot of response on my end just from people saying that they're tuning in every single week to listen to what we're putting out, which is still kind of surreal. So thank you so much. It's really an honor that you like to listen to us.
All that good stuff. We really appreciate it. And with that, we're going to leave you to root for your favorite team. Go. Which team are you rooting for? The Rams or the Bengals?
Oh my God. Are those the teams playing in the Super Bowl?
The Bams and the Wrangles. I'm going to go for the Bams.
How about I know so little about the Super Bowl. I was like, okay. What words are you saying right now?
Okay.
You know what? My favorite thing to do when the Super Bowl comes around is I just put all my windows up and I listen to the neighborhood because I like to see which house gets excited when. I root for like individual families and houses. I'm like, oh, family across the street is really happy right now. Oh, family three doors down is really happy right now. And that's the only thing I've ever thought about the Super Bowl is I just like seeing people really happy.
You'll hear the neighborhood cheer. Well, here's to the neighborhood.
The neighborhood.
May your team win, and I hope you all have a wonderful week. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you, everybody.
Yes. Bye.
Bye. Oh, my stomach.
Yeah.